Hey guys, what's up? Hope your day is going well. Figured I would hop on here. If it's a little echoey, I apologize. It is Sunday and I'm out in the garage getting in a little HIIT workout. Second workout of the day. Jumping on top of some cardio. Find myself a little, man, I don't know if it's a little impatient. Got my mom's funeral coming up on Tuesday and got some great ideas for that. Everything's organized well, so I'm excited that it's prepared well. And I felt like Friday, even a little bit of Saturday, maybe even today, just a tad bit, was a little, I don't know if I was a little edgy or just a little bit impatient. And a couple things that happened, you know, that weren't my fault or anything like that, just kind of popped up and like I felt it. And I'm just like, man, this has got to be God's way of just testing me. And it's time to grow because I'm feeling it. And I feel like, hey, whatever level or capacity of patience and whatnot that I've had until this point has served me. But it's time to grow. So I took those opportunities, and something I try to stay on top of when I feel myself like a little impatient or a little edgy or a little, man, if you jump to conclusions and you're kind of catching yourself, is I reflect back on diet, water, sleep, and exercise. Those are like my four. So today I jumped on a second workout. Wasn't planned. I felt good. I actually had an opportunity for a slight nap today. Kiddos went down for a nap a little early, and I had about a 45 minute nap and woke up. Actually felt better. Was super appreciative that I felt a little better. But my energy level was also pretty good. My body felt good. And even though I worked out this morning, I got another workout in to just capitalize on that energy capacity, capitalize on, man, it's Sunday. We're getting ready to start another week. Let me jump in front of this thing and X off another workout, get my mind right, get a good sweat just to really energize that. And just feeling grateful, energizing the dopamine and just getting a little bit more perspective. And shit, it's also summer, right? We got to get some cardio in. And it was also all work tied to work, as in my performance. And something I found myself naturally doing is correlating everything that I do to business as far as entrepreneurship and individual performance, either for my roles and responsibilities and how well I am expected to perform, but then also my ability to perform in the act of helping everyone else perform. And that's the leadership base, right? So there's things that I do on a practitioner level that are my roles and my responsibilities, right? It's my turn to step into the box. It's my turn to hit the ball. There are things that I do with work, with Eli and with our business where, hey, this is my lane to execute it. I'm not teaching anybody at this moment. I do teach the things that I do, but I'm more speaking to the times when I've got to perform, right? And my physical fitness, my mental fitness, my energy levels, my self-awareness to know if I'm being edgy or impatient, and the ability to call myself out on that, whether you have an excuse to be impatient or have a bad day or not, it's really trying to convert that and just have a bad moment, right? When you recognize and feel that moment, feel it, recognize it for what it is, but then really try to make those pivots. But where I find my motivation coming from is my ability to perform as a practitioner in business and make sure I'm still adhering to the goals and the ambition that we had to grow our company. In addition to that, making sure that if I'm performing in those lanes, I'm gonna have integrity, context, and adequate leadership ability to lead in my lanes of leadership for the agents that we have around us that are growing by the day, right? So if you can't lead from the front that way, you're gonna have a hard time at scale. But more importantly, I wanted to just mention to you guys something about like, let's use it loose just for the sake of this podcast, being obsessed, right? Whether you're for it or against it, I think everyone can agree, whether it's business, athletics, whatever it is, fatherhood, whatever it is, you've got to have some level of obsession in order to have enough hyper-focus into said task, said lane to be great. And if you want to be great, it's going to take that. What I want to give you is something that has been spoken to me before. It is the, hey, what keeps you motivated? Or, hey, where does your guys' ambition come from? Or, hey, how do you guys navigate the bad days? Well, you guys are getting one of mine right now, and this is how I navigate it. But more importantly, if you are easily distracted, you're not obsessed, right? As in for me, I am not easily distracted from business, entrepreneurship, our brand, our company, and what we're doing. Matter of fact, you would have to force me or hypnotize me not to think about it, or not even when I'm thinking about my own fitness or my own mental patience, whatever it is, it's still wrapping around to how I'm going to perform for everyone else and for myself within the lane of where I have ambition. So as much as I appreciate physical fitness for its physical attributes, right? Strength. It's everything else that comes with that, right? It's navigating my emotions. It's navigating self-awareness. It's pushing myself beyond limits, which is going to help train you to push yourself beyond limits in business, right? So physical fitness becomes more of a vehicle to train with that then teaches you emotionally, mentally, psychologically, how to navigate everything else, and it builds that mental strength. And I don't jump for joy. I don't do jumping jacks because I'm going to do a second workout. It's not that. Matter of fact, there's not too many times where you guys are going to find me super excited and super jazzed. I lean toward the side of positivity for sure. And I have negative days. I don't say if it's negative days, but negative moments, but I feel them. I navigate out of them pretty well. But really what I'm trying to get at today, guys, is everything that I do via business prep, business execution, physical fitness, diet, nutrition, supplementation, workouts, fatherhood, like even fatherhood, guys. Like I want to be an amazing father. I want to be present, but I teach my kids what I do with work. I explain it when I'm at home. And I don't know if that's because I just want to keep talking about it or if I think it's important for my 12-year-old daughter to start understanding certain things. And in my 3-year-old, he's just a natural salesman and negotiates every fucking thing he wants to do. And I get a kick out of it, so I entertain it. Or maybe it's a little bit of both. I enjoy all of that, and it's also super important for them to understand. And it's also super important for them to see their father be of service and give time and effort and care and love and energy toward others to also help them navigate their own level of success. So I think these are all important, but I'm telling you right now, if you are easily distracted, as in you're working on your business or your brand or whatever that is, but you find yourself wanting to go do something else and you have a hard time focusing on getting everything done, might not be the right lane, or you've just got some maturing to do. Because I'm the opposite. Everything I do ties back into entrepreneurship and business and brand. Everything. There is no getting away from it. And that's how my brain naturally ticks. And I'll give you some food for thought. When I was in the Marine Corps, I was not great at pull-ups. I was average guy physical fitness. So when I was going through boot camp, there was definitely no opportunity for special operations, right? Like, I felt like I had the brain for it. I felt like I was smart enough for all of those type of scores. But like it or not, if you don't have certain physical fitness scores, you're not even invited to try the indoc. There are just some physical fitness requirements in order to operate at that level, right? But even in boot camp, I remember at night, after you were asleep for 15 minutes, you could get out of your rack, take a shit, do some homework, catch up on cleaning your gear, whatever it was, right? Well, every night I would wake up and I would do a fuck ton of sit-ups and then crunches and then side to sides, and I would do pull-ups. Literally just wanting to be the best. But it wasn't because I was looking at necessarily increasing my pull-up score. It was, that was the small goal. The bigger goal was I wanted to be the best Marine that I thought I could be. Like when I went to the Marine Corps, I went to the Marine Corps to be a Marine, not to get college education, nothing. I had one of my close friends pass away on his first deployment. That's why I left baseball and I went to the Marine Corps. I had a father that was a Vietnam veteran from the Marine Corps. I had a great grandfather, Silver Star recipient, Bronze Star recipient, World War II vet. Just amazing guys that I come with. And this is the first thing that I tried that was significantly hard for me. But the big vision was I wanted to be the best Marine possible. And a little bit more context, just before my mom passed away, I was having a conversation with my dad. And my dad said, I am the second top Marine that he is most impressed with or proud of. And I thought that was super cool. Obviously, his first one was a drill instructor he had in boot camp that was also a Vietnam vet that was just a stud. So I don't expect to be his top. And I appreciate his honesty that I'm not his number one overall favorite. I'm his second. I respect that and I appreciate it. And you know, I guess that guy made my dad who he was, so it's hard to take that guy out of the number one spot. But what I'm getting at is even back then, I was doing the unrequired per se, what Ben Newman would call the unrequired, the additional. It just didn't feel unrequired to me. I felt like I'm going to do whatever it takes to become successful at this and what I set out to be. And if I haven't given it my all, I'm going to continue to be resourceful and find my way in giving it all. And it's the same thing with entrepreneurship and business. It's finding different pivots, finding different ways to navigate. And as you grow and as you mature, I'm 37 now. I'm not 20. So as you grow and you are able to grow to get into more self-awareness, more composure, more poise, more deliberate actions, more intentional pivots, being mature enough to look at algorithms and understand analytics to make sure that whatever the pivots you're thinking of, there's data that confirms that for you. You're not just out there sailing the free wind of business by yourself thinking that you're doing the right things, but maybe you're not. So it's having that level of maturity. But the bottom line is it boils down to, are you doing whatever it takes? Not the unrequired, as in, I don't feel like doing it. Okay, well, today I guess I could do it. It's, guys, I literally can't get it out of my fucking brain. Everything I do ties back into that. And it makes me a better person, but I don't have to find myself thinking about business and entrepreneurship and brand building and helping others. And then the practical applications that I have with myself as a practitioner in making sure Eli and I are successful. Like, it's not hard for me to think of those things. It's not hard for me to get after it. There are days where I don't feel like it, but that thought is so short-lived in my brain, because whether I feel like it or not, has no bearing on whether it's gonna happen or not. It's gonna fucking happen. But I'm curious how you guys feel, right? So if you're having a hard time struggling, if you're finding yourself easily distracted from what you're attempting to pursue, it could be super early on for you and you're uncomfortable and you'd rather go work out or you'd rather hang out with your buddies and talk about the business versus doing it. There could be some level of insecurity there. There could be some level of just unknowns, and you've got to face that and you've got to push through that. And it's uncomfortable and it's hard. And I'll be honest with you guys, I had a little bit of that early on as well. But you've got to identify that that's what that could be, right? Second thing, if you are early on, don't try to figure out if whatever career or entrepreneurship or whatever you're doing, whether it's real estate, whatever it is, don't try to figure out so quickly whether you're born for this or if this was meant to be for you so early on. It takes a certain level of proficiency to execute at a high level before you're going to get into your rhythm. So if you haven't given yourself 12 months of full on, all out, dedicated effort and self-awareness and navigating and being resourceful and listening to every podcast possible and then absolutely pushing yourself on the execution side of executing on your ideas. If you haven't done 12 full months with all out, deliberate, intentional execution, I don't think it's fair for you to even judge yourself of whether that career path or that entrepreneur path is right for you. I would give yourself that. If you've given yourself that and you just can't find a way to stay focused, or maybe, you know what, you're listening to this and you're not an entrepreneur and you have a career, you work for a company, maybe that's your signal that it's time to go and make that jump. But either way, guys, I think long story long here, what I'm trying to preach to you is that everybody ahead of me that I look up to in life, in business, they have a very similar thing to say when it comes to they can't get their mind off of it. And it's not an extraordinary amount of effort to get their mind there. It just happens to be there and it's always there. And then everything else in their life, their diet, their exercise, fatherhood, how they handle friendships, everything reverse engineers back into making them a better vehicle to execute their brand and their business. So if you're the other way around, where you can't do anything but get away with it, answer some of that. I hope this is helpful for you guys. This was just some thoughts I had on a Sunday after getting a second workout. No, this is not preaching that you've got to get a second workout in, but this is preaching to you that whether it's scheduled or not, if you've got the energy for it, and if you're noticing yourself a little edgy or a little impatient, like, find a way to dial back in, like, hey, where am I off? Because my behavior's off, my patience is off, something's off. Look at your sleep, look at your water, look at your diet, look at your exercise. I bet you're gonna find something there that could be better. And then immediately start trying to assess that. And the quickest one you can do is like, hey, put the sugar down or whatever you're emotionally eating and grab some water, super cold water, and start getting some water in you. And then, hey, if you can grab a nap, grab it. If you can't, make sure you're getting to bed on time that night. Recuperate some of that rest and then get on top of your exercise. And then if you happen to feel good one day, whether it's the same day or the next day, and you feel like you could get an extra workout in, I'm not telling you to burn yourself out and slam your head in the dirt to where you can't operate for another week, but you can adequately go out and get another workout. Even if it's just a a hike or a walk around the neighborhood, whatever it may be, I encourage you to capitalize on that and go do that and keep building that bank of dopamine, positivity. The better you feel about what you're doing and staying on top of yourself and managing your own person, the better you're going to execute everything else. Make sense? And if everything else naturally ties back to your entrepreneurship and what you want to accomplish and who you want to be, hey, that's fucking awesome. But stay rooted into that, making sure that you're making these pivots and these corrections and having that self-awareness to do so. Happy Sunday. If you aren't listening to this on Sunday, all good. It's June 12th. By the way, Eli told me not to say dates because he's not sure when you guys are going to listen to these, but fuck that. It's Sunday, June 12th. If you're listening to this tonight, awesome. If you're listening to this during your week, I hope it finds you well. I hope it's something that you can pull away from. And hope you guys crush the rest of your week. We will talk to you guys very soon. Out.